graded last week's geography examination, and the highest score was achieved by...
Minkus. Was it achieved by Minkus? Does it go to Minkus? Minkus, right?
Mr. Minkus.
That's a shock.
Thank you, Mr. Feeney. Your bonus question was a real stumper. Ow.
Miss Owens, excellent. Mr. Baker, very nice. Mr. Matthews, well, there it is.
A C? But I actually studied for this test. Why'd I get a C?
Let's see. Where to begin? Well, for one thing, Mr. Matthews, this section of the map is not East Germany.
It's not?
Perhaps you heard of a little incident with the Berlin Wall.
Was that during baseball season?
There is no East Germany anymore.
But the textbook says it's right next to West Germany.
Yes, well, the textbook also says that Alaska and Hawaii will make fine states someday. Things change, Mr. Matthews. Unfortunately, the Board of Education doesn't have the funds to keep up.
Then how am I supposed to keep up?
Watch the news. Pay attention in class. Look at the mimeographs I give you before you turn them into paper airplanes.
Ow.
What good would it do? They keep changing geography. Why can't it be like all the other subjects? Math. 2 + 2 = 4. Science. The Earth always goes around the sun. History. Lincoln always gets shot in the head.
Lincoln got off easy. Heads up. In these last few moments of class, I want to make an announcement about this year's regional geography tournament. As some of you may know, for the past 5 years, I have always fielded a champion. And I expect to do the same this year. So, based on his outstanding scholastic achievement, I have selected as this year's entrant...
Minkus. Have you selected Minkus?
Mr. Minkus. And this year's first prize will be...
A Mercator projection pull-down wall map?
No. This year's winner will be Bat Boy at the opening game of the World Series.
Oh.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, so?
So I'm seeing my dream come true here.
Oh, right. Like Feeney's gonna take you to the geography tournament. You didn't even know they tore down the Berlitz Wall.
About this geography tournament.
Yeah?
I think you're making a mistake taking Minkus.
And upon what do you base that bizarre theory?
Well, what's the most important ingredient in winning?
Talent. Skill. I want you to stop shaking your head.
The will to win. That's what you need. That's what I got.
This sudden interest in geography wouldn't have anything to do with this year's World Series Bat Boy Prize, would it?
No, no way, not even. Are you kidding? I'm doing this for you. You're on a 5-year winning streak, and I want to bring the big 6 home to you.
You're sucking up to me.
As hard as I can.
Well, thanks, Mr. Matthews. Concern like yours gives me full confidence.
In me?
In Minkus. It's Minkus. I'm full of confidence in Minkus.
Eric, can you babysit for your brother? brother and sister Friday night?
Nope, sorry.
You misunderstood. You thought I was asking you a question.
Well, Aerosmith's Friday.
Oh, you heard about that concert, too?
Yep. Taking Heather Ralston.
Great. Well, I'll call a sitter and we'll all drive together.
What do you mean, together?
I mean your dad and I have tickets, too. Morgan, have you seen the broccoli?
Broccoli? Broccoli? Nope.
Mother, and when I call you that, I'm referring to the generational chasm between us, which means you couldn't possibly be going to the same concert as me.
Why not?
Well, you know, Aerosmith's kind of loud for someone your age, Ma. I mean, you should really be listening to...
Careful.
Aren't Peter, Paul, and Mary blowing wind somewhere?
Mom, have you met my good friend Minkus?
It's nice to meet you, Minkus.
Call my mother.
What?
He's a little nervous, Mrs. Matthews.
We're going to take him upstairs now.
27842. It's the only Minkus in the book.
What is this broccoli doing in here?
It's hiding the leather.
I'm glad you could come over, Minkus.
Real nice to be here. Can I go now?
Chill.
I don't understand what that means.
It means that one out of every four people is a nerd. So when you look around this room and you don't see one, you're it.
But we can help you change.
Maybe I like how I am.
You like everyone always making fun of you?
No.
You like always being the last one picked for teams?
No.
You like everyone pulling your underwear up your butt all the time?
It's not so bad.
Minkus, let us help you.
We're here for you, man.
It's early in the year. You can still change your image.
What do I do?
The geography tournament. You don't want to do it.
It'll brand you for life.
But I love geography. I'm drawn by the adventure and exoticism of it. Hey, perhaps you fellas would like to join the Future Cartographers of America Club with me.
Let it go, man.
If I don't do the tournament, will you guys like me?
No.
Then I don't see what's in it for me.
All right, name your price, you little creep.
When you guys play bombardment, could you not aim the ball at my head anymore?
Deal.
What's the point of playing if we can't throw the ball at his head?
Hi, who's first?
Dad, you can't go to the Aerosmith concert.
He's afraid it'll blow out our hearing aids.
I'm just saying it's unnatural. I mean, can't you guys find your own concert to go to?
I'm sorry, I couldn't get tickets for the Neil Sedakathon. Get a clue. We've been listening to Aerosmith since before you were born.
Oh, come on. Get out of here. Don't kill my first concert, okay?
This isn't your first Aerosmith concert.
Madison Square Garden, 1978.
We were there. You were here.
You ate him?
How old are these Aerosmith guys anyway? Like a million?
Yeah, our age. Row, see, read 'em and weep.
That's a third row. These are amazing.
Yeah, old guys get good seats.
Maybe we can buy him some decent seats near us so he can at least see the stage.
I don't want to sit near you guys, okay? I don't want to be in the same amphitheater as you. I don't even want to hear the same group as you. Go see if there are any seats left for Eric Clapton.
You want to tell him?
Mr. Feeney?
Hmm?
I'm afraid I must tender my resignation from the geography tournament.
Mr. Minkus, I'm aware that the changing geopolitical face of the globe offers a difficult challenge.
I just don't feel that the geography tournament fits in with my new image.
And what, pray tell, would that image be?
Stuart Minkus, regular guy.
Mr. Minkus, I have always thought of you as exceptional. Now, why would you suddenly settle for regular, read average, read mediocre?
Because exceptional people get bombardment balls thrown at their heads. And regular guys do the throwing.
I see. And I can't convince you to postpone your new association with the common man until after the tournament?
No, I'm seizing the day. Carpe diem, Mr. Feeney.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Mr. Minkus. You were the only student I ever had who could locate Thrace on a map of the ancient world.
Ah, that's easy. Just go north from the Aegean and... I know what you're doing, Mr. Feeney, and it isn't going to... ain't going to work.
I shall miss you, Mr. Minkus. I only wish I knew how I was going to replace you.
Come on, Mr. Feeney. I'm the only game in town.
Then, Mr. Matthews, there is no game.
Mr. Feeney, I notice you've left the classroom and turned east. Towards Europe, don't you know? Come on, give me a chance.
A chance to what, Mr. Matthews? To publicly humiliate me?
Not to win for you.
You've never shown any interest in geography before this.
But I do have an interest in winning the geography tournament. I can learn anything when I'm interested in it.
Are you saying that you're willing to learn something from me?
Yeah. And if anyone can teach me, you can. Because that's the kind of teacher you are. I'm an empty vessel. How many times have I heard you say that?
I've lost count.
But I'm willing to learn from you. How many times have you heard me say that?
Well, I don't believe I've ever heard those words in that order from you. All right, Mr. Matthews, I will take you on. I shall prep you for the tournament. I know that your motives are not pure, but I hope your quest for the prize will lead you to the Temple of Knowledge.
Yeah, yeah, if it's on the way.
Mm-hmm. I thought we were going to the park.
Yeah, come on, man, you're studying too much. The teachers are starting to notice.
Yeah, they're calling you a good student.
They're saying you have potential.
Wow. The highest and lowest points in the continental United States are only 50 miles apart. Death Valley and Mount Whitney. I find that extraordinary.
Extraordinary?
He's mutating, man.
Ow.
Hey, dude. Too weird for me.
I'm out of here.
Hey, the Buzz invited me down to the sewer pipes to break bottles. Wanna come?
Minkus, I'm glad you're here. I need to use your brain.
Sorry, my brain is no longer in service.
I don't want to lose this bat boy gig. In the old days, things used to be so simple. You had Russia, you had Moscow. One country, one capital. Now you got your Latvia, your Estonia, your Ukraine. And each one has its own separate capital. What were these people thinking? Help me, Minkus.
You're on your own, dude. Every time I think I'm out, they try to suck me back in.
You seem to be holding your own quite nicely.
Thanks. Last night I watched House of Style on MTV. What do you think?
I think Western civilization is in its decline.
I completely agree. I'm going to watch Beavis and Butthead now.
So, Mr. Matthews, how goes the studying?
Great. You know, I'm really getting into it.
Glad to hear it. I think you're going to make an admirable bat boy.
I hope so. But knowing all this stuff is pretty fun, too. Did you know that Hawaii used to be called the Sandwich Islands?
Really? That's fascinating. Were they named after somebody?
Yes, the Earl of Sandwich.
Sandwich? You don't suppose?
Yes! He did invent the sandwich. Isn't that weird?
Weird indeed, Mr. Matthews.
The Buckeye State.
Ohio.
The Bluegrass State.
Kentucky.
Highest mountain in Africa.
Kilimanjaro.
Elton John.
Ours.
Led Zeppelin.
Oh, please.
Tina Turner.
My mother's.
Eric, if it bothers you so much that your mother and I go into this concert, why don't you rebel? Don't go.
Oh, yeah. I see your game here. You'd love it if I didn't go to that concert, wouldn't you? Yeah, nice try, Dad. Heather and I are going to that concert. We're going to be there 64 rows behind you, breathing down your neck.
Are your shoulders tense, Mr. Matthews?
Yeah, they're a little
little tense.
Then I suggest you go like this.
You should really relax, Mr. Feeney. I got a good feeling about this. Your trophy's in the bag, and I'm going to be handing out bats at the Fall Classic. Here you are, Mr. Bonds. Pinch it for you? Why, it'd be my pleasure.
Contestant three, name the indigenous peoples of Tierra del Fuego.
Who are the Yagans?
It is unnecessary to phrase your answer in the form of a question.
Sorry.
Contestant four, what is the primary export of the Tuamotus?
Are these guys working from a different globe? I believe that would be copra.
Thank you. And contestant five, to whom do they belong?
To whom does who belong?
The Tuamotus. Of what country are they a possession?
Did you know that Hawaii used to be called the Sandwich Islands, which were named after the Earl of Sandwich who discovered peanut butter and jelly?
I'm sorry, the answer is France.
Oh, sure. She gets a no-brainer, copra.
Florida is the southernmost of the United States. Alaska is the northernmost of the United States. Puerto Rico is still a territory. So is Guam.
What does a bat boy do?
I don't know. They hand players bats. Get it? Bat boy?
Well, who'd want to do that?
Yeah, what a stupid prize.
Whatever happened to the Mercator projection pull-down wall map?
I'm hitting my head. I'm hitting the northernmost part of my head.
So I try not to look down at Rose CC because Heather and I are having a pretty good time, you know? But I can't help looking. Your mom and dad sitting in Rose CC? No. Mom and dad are dancing in the aisles.
Come on, Eric. I think your parents are really cool.
Oh, good. I'm the lucky boy with the cool parents.
Your mom was sitting on your dad's shoulders. It was adorable.
I don't want adorable parents. Corey, you want adorable parents?
Nope. I just want them to make me lunch and pick me up from camp.
Oh, I didn't even tell you the worst thing they did.
What did they do?
Hey. They wore that.
Hot concert, huh?
Yeah, hot, Dad.
What's the matter? Didn't you guys have a good time?
I had a good time.
Oh, yeah, I had a good time. Time of my life. Come on, Heather, I'm taking you home.
Eric, what is the problem?
Well, the problem is that I've waited all year to take Heather to the Aerosmith concert. When I finally do, I should be having the time of my life. But I'm not. You know why?
No, why?
Corey.
What? I'm involved. This is interesting.
Because my parents are having my good time.
In better seats.
Well, why should our good time get in the way of your good time?
You're my parents. You're not supposed to have any fun. You're supposed to sit here and wait for me to get home. And how come I'm home first?
We had backstage passes.
All right, that's it. Corey, move over. Sit next to you in the loser's couch. You lost that geography thing, and I lost my music, my parents, my entire generation.
I studied geography for the last 300 hours, and I have nothing to show for it.
I had to wait in line all night to get those tickets. The only thing I have to show for it is Sonny and Cher.
Eric, I'm sorry, and I know it's tough to hear this, but your mother and I are at an awkward age. We're parents, but we're not dead yet.
Fine. Glad somebody had a good time. Come on, Heather, I'm taking you home.
Eric, stop right there. Sit back on that couch. Both of you.
Join me on the couch, Heather?
Corey, upstairs.
Why? I'm not remotely tired.
Corey.
But suddenly I'm overcome with fatigue.
Come on, sweetie.
But I want to watch Eric get yelled at.
Lots of opportunities for that.
You know, Dad, it really wouldn't be too cool to start yelling at me in front of my girlfriend.
You know, when I was your age, I had a father like the one you want. But what I wanted was a father like the one you got. Live with it.
Did my parents just leave us alone together?
Yeah, I think they just did.
I'm the lucky boy with the cool parents.
Not that cool.
Mr. Minkus, I see you've abandoned your MTV look.
Well, nothing against Cindy Crawford, but I'm more of a Connie Chung kind of guy.
Well, sometimes a man doesn't know himself until he's walked a mile in another man's humongous pants.
Hey, Minkus, who owns the Tuamotus?
France.
He would have brought home the big six, wouldn't he?
Very likely.
Well, I want you to know that I tried my hardest.
Did you? Do you really feel you gave it your best? That you studied as hard as you possibly could?
Yeah, I do.
You know, Mr. Matthews, many 15th century explorers believed that geography meant taking their little boat as far as it could go before it fell off the earth. You have pushed yourself to your farthest latitudes, and not only did you not topple over the edge, but I believe together we have charted new territory.
What's this?
That is this week's geography exam.
I got an A?
Yes, it's an A. Congratulations, Mr. Matthews. We won.
There are two outs, and Barry Bonds steps up to the plate. The pitcher winds up and...
Wait a minute, Ed. It looks like the bat boy is running out onto the field.
She seems to be carrying a banner, and she's holding it up, John.
Gosh, Ed, what's it say?
It says, get France out of the Tuamotus.
Where are the Tuamotus, Ed?
Well, I guess they're in France, John.
Hey, you know, I always thought the Tuamotus were the indigenous peoples of Tierra del Fuego.
Oh, no, John. Those are the Yagans.